Yes.
I don't know where Dr. Hay went, or is he?
Let me see if I can move. Yes, I can move him to the main session. And the there's no other members of the public here at this time.
Well, he
Okay.
literally left the room. I said, I saw.
All right, so if we could have a motion to go back into executive session for the purpose of receiving legal advice and for review or discussion of confidential health information.
So moved as stated.
Seconded.
Apologies. Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We're going back into executive session.
Yes, and Madam Chair, I think I'm unable to create a new room until I tried to move him out of the room one. My concern is that Zoom.
Create a new room. Why don't you create a new breakout room? Do
Yes,
breakout.
and I can't do that until room one closes, it seems. So we'll have to wait for 30 seconds because I
Okay.
cannot force a closure for some reason. But it is almost 20 seconds. Yeah, just be a moment. You'll get the invitation now. Dr. Zelizniak, if I got anywhere close, I hope. I have been directed to send you to the breakout room.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, you'll get the prompt right now, hopefully.
Okay, since this is a unique case, maybe we'll just go ahead and take a motion on this particular case in this category. I move that we proceed with the recommendations as discussed in executive session for Dr. Kevin Zalizanak. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We are done with Dr. Z. So thank you. We will go back to our agenda. Let's see. Let's see how quickly we can go through the rest of the agenda. The first one, we have a lot of reapps. We have one, two, three, four, five, six in this B category, and one in Dr. Marshall. So Dr. Marshall is a reapp. He's been reviewed by the board before. I don't have a problem with his application.
I'm fine with it too.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve Dr. Marshall to move forward with sitting for the ECCC part two.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Second category is approval to sit for ECCC and licensure. I am going to go ahead, and unless you have specific
I
questions.
do. I have one that, because I think you weren't on the committee then, and when you said something this morning, let me see if this is the right category. Yes, that it was the concern about the only one licensed supervisor, and this had come up when you weren't on the committee for number nine, Summer Boyd. I think she only has one license. Supervisor at the Washington School District, Larry Crystal. She put someone else that is now at the Mesa District but is a certified school
Now, in
psychologist.
that case, we do accept that. If, remember, for school psychologists, the other psychologist who
Oh, but
is.
I don't even know if she was there at the time because it says she's at Mesa. So I don't know.
Is it the same school district?
No. Maybe she was there at the time, but her address now is Mesa. That's what I was wondering.
I have to go and look at her original application. Because oftentimes school districts will contract with somebody else from another district to be that second supervisor.
When they're licensed,
right? So it's on page 5. One solution we can propose is that we have this information available ahead of the board meeting. So that gives Ms. Folk some time to research your question about the timing and the place.
Okay.
Would that be acceptable?
Yeah, that's fine. I just lost my Zoom. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm looking at her. We do have a contract for her internship. So here's the internship training plan. Her primary supervisor was listed as Larry Pristo, Arizona licensed psychologist.
Yeah, he is licensed.
And he completed it. And her secondary supervisor was listed as Christina Hannell. Society. It is part of her training plan. It was approved training plan. And
Hannell is not licensed, but it's okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We've had the second supervisor being a doctoral level school psychologist who's certified. And so I think we're fine with her.
Okay. Then
it's on her contract. We reviewed it the last time.
So. Yeah.
The person could have moved. This is a long time ago. It's 3 years ago when she, did her intel. I think it's.
I know it came up, but then when you mentioned that the single licensee for.
But in his case, he had no license. No secondary was identified. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was done in 2021. That's 3 years ago. So.
Okay, well, that was the only. I think that's the only question I have on this group. Let me be sure. I did have one other little question. Just this Carter Alexander Pearl. He lists the Gentry Center as that should count for his postdoc, but he has no hours there. And then he lists just the Levitan Center. So I don't know why.
Okay, let's go through real quick. I'm just going to mention their names and then we can. So 4B1 is Brittany Burdick. I didn't have any problem. She's applying for internship.
Yeah, we covered that. You mean, we covered that last time there was, but we're okay with it.
Yeah. 4B2 is Nadia Zabowski. She's a rehab.
Yeah, that's okay.
4B3 is Alexander Pearl, another rehab.
Yeah, I just don't know why he listed Gentry Center, but then has no hours there.
So that is the Gentry Center, Alexander?
Yeah. Pearl. Yes, but then he seemed to have been doing a postdoc at Levitan, but he lists Gentry and then he lists no hours. I don't get that. So
I'm looking at his application.
Madam Chair, committee members, Maya, and I'm trying to think how to ask. The applicants list all their supervised experiences, but they don't always apply all those experiences towards licensure, all those hours. With Dr. Pearl, he applied more than enough hours.
Yeah.
Between his different, he applied one postdoc. It could be that he was at a different postdoc, but not applying those hours towards licensure. I don't know if that's what we're looking at.
That is. But it just seemed odd that he would list it. But
if you think about it, he's still in postdoc status since he's not licensed, so he's calling himself a postdoc, which is actually a good title as opposed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's okay then. And then Wilcoxon, I'm okay with, right?
Veronica Poor, 4B5, another rehab. Yes. We've looked at her.
No, Veronica Poole, I do have a question. I did not feel comfortable with her study plan. It's just a paragraph. It's not as detailed as other ones where they'll say week one, I'll do this. Week two, I'll do that.
It is the ECCC part two. And the very nature of the amount of information they have for preparing, I wasn't surprised to see that plan.
Just because she's, there's been problems in the past, and I thought, that's fine.
So this is Veronica Poor. Okay. So
that was my only concern with her.
And, there's not a whole lot of study materials there. So she's doing the best she can. She actually knows more about the exam than most of us do. And
I've
taken it twice or once. I forget how many times she's taken it. She's taken it once.
Four times? Oh, that was part one.
No, you're correct. She did take it four times.
That's why I thought we needed a better study plan.
No, she took two and two. It's not four, right?
No. I had part one four times and part two four times.
The first page of the re-app should show a history.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. For part two. Oh, yeah. Approved by the board. Approved by the board. Okay. So, okay. So this is her fourth time.
Oh, fifth.
Fourth for the part.
Fifth. This is her fifth time.
It's her fifth time.
Yes.
I mean, we could ask for more information, but it would be really hard at this point, you know. The only thing is, Miss Folks, when you write to her, you know, there's supposedly new information going to be added on the ASPPP site in January, and to tell her to keep checking that site so she uses that information as well. Just, you know.
I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So
thank you.
Okay. But, you know, she talks a lot. She's finding a tutor. There's not a whole lot of resources out there for her to include in her study plan. That's one of the changes. If it was part one, I would have been more, you know, we can be more prescriptive. So 4B6 is Laurie Shirk. 4B7, Nicole Leibowitz. 4B8, Kevin. We did Kevin. So 4B9, Summer Boyd, we just talked about her. And 4B10 is Kayla Jared.
Oh, that was the one. There was a glitch in the computer and the ECPP, and they said should not count against her should not count as a second try because it wasn't her fault. Of the technical glitch.
Okay.
Okay. And we did Jensen.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve all the candidates in 4B1 with the exception of Jensen, which was under a separate motion, to move forward to the full board for approval for sitting for the exam and licensure upon passing.
Okay. A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's move to 4C. 4C1 is Natalia. Natalia
Kazakova.
Kazakova, yes, she is. Her application was reopened. We have a postdoc, which looks good. She's passed the exams, so I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve her for licensure.
Okay, I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Let's move to 4D. Do you want to do this category?
Kimberly Wells.
We already talked about Nathan's. So Nathan's going to be on host, just the two.
Okay, so Kimberly Wells, a graduate of Alliant. Her final record indicates that her internship was over 2,000 hours and a postdoc. One of them says 1837 hours. So there are discrepancies, but those I think are the final numbers. And she has two recommendations, one form, and she's licensed in California in January 21. So I think she's okay.
The only problem I had with her application was the dates of her internship. If you look at that form, it says 21-22. And
she got less.
She's asking for 10 years waiver, you know. And I checked it in a couple of places.
Oh.
So.
She has a postdoc too.
The postdoc is at the right time, 13, 14 or whatever.
Okay,
but I didn't know. And even she filled in the dates. So I thought, okay, the supervisor's signing as of today. I can see them making the mistake. But if you go to page, what page is this? 18, I think. or 9 years.
I'm getting there.
It says her internship, 8/21 to 7/22. And then she puts it up here. I'm applying for licensure. I participated in 8/21 to 8/22. So how can you do an internship?
And that seemed, that was a California full psych license, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't catch that. That's really good. So I don't know.
So I think we need to find out. And then her postdoc is correct. You know, the dates are showing 12/12, which makes sense, you know.
She had an internship listed before as 1,500 hours. And then here on this one, it says 2037. I wonder if she applied under the 1,500 and got licensed that way.
I don't know. So I think we need to send her a letter because that
okay.
is confusing.
It is. That's a...
Did you do what was the name of that internship? Psychological Service Center, Fresno. Yeah, I mean, maybe if it's just a date issue, Ms. Folks, they can just send you an email because it says here 11/12. And yet,
look on my page 2032. See something about here, weekly. Is this a postdoc or internship? 2013.
This is the internship. No.
Now it's 2013 on page 32.
That's the postdoc.
Oh, that's the postdoc.
Yeah, postdoc has got the correct dates. The dates are correct where she lists her work experience. It's just the form is incorrect on two places. She put the dates wrong and then the site put the dates wrong. So we do need that verified. So if you can verify it, Ms. Folks, then we can go ahead and move her to the full board. Okay.
Madam Chair, committee members, so make sure I understand correctly. If this is a typo on the form, they can correct it and have it sent in time for the board meeting for her to be approved. If this internship, if the dates are correct, and this is not the internship she completed during her doctoral program,
then we need to maybe put it on as an item for the full board. I mean, she can apply for the universal recognition if she's living in Arizona, plans to.
Okay.
All of the other options that we've talked about.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And then 4D2 is Oksana Blankenship.
Yeah, I didn't see two recommendations. Did you?
You are correct. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, committee members. I had seen a reference from Goodworth, and it was the 2021, and I misread it. I have not received a new verification from her. So we do only have one reference. We only have one reference in the file. So that is my error that I didn't see it.
That's fine. There's so many things to look at. It's fine. But I think that we have to get those right before we can move ahead with her.
So maybe if we get it in time, let's put her on the agenda.
All right.
And if we get it in time, so we'll postpone our discussion really on all these three for all the reasons we said. So there's no motion for this category.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So 4E1 is the temporary license. We have Catherine Van Danme. She's applying for temporary license. I had one question. Oh, no, I had no question on her. Okay.
Well, temporary license, she just needs the internship, which was documented.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the practicum, she lists hours, but doesn't say where, and she lists no hours for the postdoc. So we have the internship, so that better go ahead.
So for E2, For E2, sorry, not E2P, Indra April Gonzalez, and she's also asking for approval for temporary license, but she's not asking for approval to sit for the E2P. Is that common?
It is not common, but it is an option. And I did confirm with her that she is not at this time seeking to sit for the ECCC. She can at a future time while she holds the temporary license, just make that request and it'll go before the board because she'll have a license. And it's just, it's like the retake form. It's almost identical. It just is a request to take the ECCC. So if she chooses during the 3 years she has the license, she can do that. At this time, she has confirmed with me that she is not seeking to approval to sit for the ECCC.
Okay. Okay. So I guess that's, yeah, I was surprised to see that. So we will move forward with approving the application for E1 and for E2. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have two candidates for the universal recognition, Scott Kopian and Richard Machia.
Machia.
That must be a good Italian name then.
Well, it is an Italian name. So Kopian to me seems licensed in California and Oregon since 83. Has a lease in Arizona. I thought that was fine. I didn't know if we wanted any discussion on Machia.
No. It was a long time ago. It was in Florida, looked at it, and we do not need any discussion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then who else we have? That's it.
That's for it.
The category.
We move forward with Dr. Kopian and Dr. Machia for the full board for licensure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The last category, 4G1 and 4G2, surprised me. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen this before, and I don't know whether there was a motion at the board meeting that this come before this committee. So I'm curious, Ms. Packinen, do you have an update for us?
Yes, Madam Chair. So this relates back to, there were many months where I apprised the board, but it's been so long ago, about the telehealth registry. Just to bring us up to where we are today, the board, that was legislation that was enacted in September 2021, boards could open their own telehealth registry. What we elected to do as a board is to not do so immediately because you are still accepting the temporary emergency applications for remote practice into Arizona. So you may have likely missed the board meeting where the board, once learning that those temporary emergency licenses that they expire on January 1. The decision was made to open the registry, I believe it was October 1. So we now have two applicants, and we have, because these are applications and they have to follow essentially the same process for that we do any other application type. There's an administrative review process, a substantive review process, timeframes associated with them. So this is the very first instance where you're seeing these application types.
Okay, historic moment.
So. It is, indeed.
So I looked at the applications for both Dr. Shaw and Dr. Davis, and I didn't have any questions, Ms.
No, I had no question. No.
Yes, and just Madam Chair and Dr. Catarino, I think that if Ms. Folks, if in the course of reviewing these applications, we have some questions about applicants in terms of, are they maybe only master's level educated, or, you know, instances like that where they may not be at the same practice level because the statute does require the same practice level. We will take those questions first to Ms. Galvin, and then we will make certain that the committee is aware of what we learned in that process. That did not present with these two applicants, but if in the future we see that kind of situation, similar to universal recognition, right, where, yeah, you know, we've had applicants present with only a master's degree. So we would make you aware of those kinds of outliers, if you will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, committee members, as having put these together for the very first time, I just wanted to asked you if that checklist at the beginning was helpful with the links to the statute. I just wondered if there was a way, if you wanted to see it differently than the way I presented it.
No, I like that a lot.
Yeah, yes, I did too. I see what you mean, yes.
And at the top, I have a link so you can quickly go see the statute if you need to.
The only thing what I would add based on what Ms. Pakkanen just said is maybe list their doctoral degree.
Okay.
So that's a quick eyeball check then, you know, a PhD, PsyD, school psych, counseling psych, and the university, just so we know.
I believe we do not have that question on the application itself. Do we need to add that to the application?
Well, Ms. Folks, remember it will relate to that language that I was alluding to earlier. I'm sorry, I don't have the statute in front of me, but it's quite similar to that in universal recognition where they need to be qualified to practice at the same level as we would require, you know, in this case, a psychologist to practice. So I think we probably can obtain that information, especially since it's probably easy to obtain.
Okay. Would it be useful to put on that the date of the license expiration or, you know, when they first got it or when it expires in their state, because it does have to be in existence, right? It can't be already expired.
That's correct. It has to be one active license.
So should we put that on there when you put the states on that list? Could we put the expiration date?
I'd be happy to. You bet.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for that feedback.
To make a motion to adjourn?
Yes. One second. Let me open up the agenda. So.
Oh, I think we need to a final motion. On
yeah, we don't have a motion for. Do you want to make a motion, Ms.
Dr. Okay. Yes, I make a motion to approve Drs. Benjamin Davis and Dr. Shaw for telehealth registration.
A second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Do we have any new agenda items for number 5? No. Do I hear more?
So if I may, Madam Chair, this was actually Ms. Folks' idea. Do you want to see at your next meeting a demonstration of the online application portal now that we are, we're so close to launching, we're just waiting for some final guidance on how we can edit some instructional content. If that's something that you feel you have the time for, we're happy to include it on the next agenda. If it's something that you don't have time for, we can, you know, arrange for something else.
When is the next meeting?
January 6th.
Okay. I think that would be a good time to look at it. I mean, I should be fine.
Very good. And Dr. Catarino, normally you wouldn't be on the January 6th rotation, but we're going to ask you to substitute in, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We do have another board member slated, but for reasons that we won't need to get into today, he won't be ready, and we would love your expertise at that meeting if you can attend.
Okay.
Maybe you could invite Dr. Meyer too?
Yes.
Just
absolutely.
To come for that portion.
Yes, great idea.
Okay, so I am free 7:30 to 9 on the 6th.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and the meeting Wednesday, what time does that start, by the way?
8:30.
Thank you. Oh, okay. 8:30?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I double checked earlier.
Because I have to leave. I have a meeting.
It's only for 10 minutes. It'll be done.
Yeah, I'll be fine then. Okay.
Thank you all then. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yeah. Bye.